prayer is for when we get injured. When something just throws you off. Like you were about to head out for a walk and you were so excited to be in nature and then you like stub your toe really bad and aren't sure if it's broken or sprained. So we call on the angels and the guides and we just ask them to help us reroute our plans. You could have been a ballet dancer or a skier or something and had an injury that made you have to take a different path. We ask that we're flexible, we bend with the wind, that we are able to easily take a different path. When we get injured, our whole body tends to seize up. Our shoulders get tight, even if we didn't injure the shoulders. Like everything in the body seizes up in this fight or flight instinct. So we ask that we're able to unwind and rewind what happened. So take, for example, you just simply hit your toe on a corner of something, and so now you can't walk on it today or you can't use it. So we're going to replay that and rewind it. Imagine you walk through that same place and that did not happen. You walk through the same area of your home or restaurant, wherever it was, and you moved right through there without an incident. So picture that right now. Go to your latest injury and imagine it happened differently. You're walking along. There was not an obstacle. There was not a barrier. You did not get hung up or thrown off. But you just simply walked right through and you were safe. You walked right through and voila, nothing happened to you. We're just going to retrain the body so that it feels like nothing happened. Do it again. You're going to walk through that place where you had the injury or drive through that place where you had your injury or run, whatever you were doing, skiing through that place, biking through that place, and you sailed right through. You made it right through. Nothing happened. You look back, nothing happened. Let's do it again. Take a few deep breaths. We're going to release it from our bodies, the memory of physical trauma, the memory of things happening to us. We ask our angels and our guides to take the pattern out of us. Patterns look like grids of light gone bad. So instead of like a beautiful white mesh like a spider web, it can look all tangled or gray or black. So we ask that these patterns are taken from us. Memories can sometimes look like almost like a cube or a box of energy that contains a memory or a capsule of energy. So we take the memory as if it's in a box or a container and we give it away. We ask that our spirit guides and angels take it from us. We want to keep the wisdom from the experience, but we let go of the feeling. We let go of the trauma. We ask that our body feels like nothing happened. We ask our spirit guides and our angels to reset us, to make the body feel strong and centered and free of any fear. We ask that the fear is removed from the injury area. And now we ask that the area of our body that got injured, it can be many, many years ago, it can be as a child, it can be recently, we ask that that area becomes malleable, almost like clay or like a gel. And now imagine you take your fingers and you just start reshaping that area. You just reset it. If it's bones that need reset, just imagine they move easily in the gel, in the fluid. If the bone is broken or fractured, imagine that it's easily sealed, easily pressed back into place. If You can take your hands in the air as if they're holding something. You don't have to reach down to hold your foot or try to reach your elbow or your back. You can instead, if you want to, just imagine your elbows in front of you or your knees in front of you, and your hands are all around it, forming it. This is one way that I do the long distance energy healing work. I just imagine you're right in front of me and I'm working with you right there in front of me. Imagine that you're releasing tight muscles and breaking up scar tissue, bringing energy to the area, bring love to the area. Sometimes when we're injured or sick, there's not really a lesson in it. It's just an opportunity to feel love, to be loved. And it's good for other people in your life to see how they're going to respond. It's good for your relationships to see, is this a person you want to grow old with? Like, when you're sick or hurt, do they come running with love and open arms, or do they shun you and ignore you and make you suffer on your own? So bring your own self-love to your body when it's sick or injured. Nurture yourself. Some people get mad at themselves. They're so mad that they got hurt and they keep pushing through. They're so angry that something happened to them. Some people think that's selfless, like they're so busy taking care of other people that they just don't have time to get hurt, damn it, and they just keep pushing. But that makes everyone else around them feel uncomfortable because then no one can ever love them or help them. So if you find yourself in that position, stop, relax, receive, open, allow the community to help you. If the people in your life don't help you, move on. Get new people in your world. Get people around you who get it, who are full of love and are looking for opportunities to love and to love you. In these moments when we're injured, let's remember to stop and take care of ourselves. It's popular right now to look for the lesson. What's the lesson in it? I was told to slow down, or I was told this, or I'm sure it's a message that I'm on the wrong path or that I need to stop. I tend not to look at things like that. I have this theory that I call just heal it. And it means whatever happens, just heal it. You spill cereal on the floor, just clean it up. You don't have to go into this big lecture about how that happened and how you're never going to allow that to happen again in your whole life. It happened. Love it. Bring love into it. Bring kindness into it. Practice healing work. Use your hands. Pray over the injured area. Put light into it. Explore energy. Explore the power of healing work. So again, take your hands in front of you and imagine you're in all different places in your body where you've had different injuries. And you're just going to put love in. You're going to put healing light in. You're going to take care of that area of your body. You're going to take care of yourself. And now we ask that we're able to relax and not fight it. When we're injured, we ask that we're able to just receive the moment. We ask that we're able to just be in the moment, laughing through the moment, instead of so upset that this happened to us, which just adds to the stress in the body. I like to ask myself, well, what good can come out of this? Not, oh, there must be a reason this happened. Maybe I'm not supposed to go to that party or take that walk or go on that hike because something bad was going to happen. I tend not to read that much into it. Instead, I see it as this happened to me. I can either pout or I can win. And if I turn my perspective toward the angle of winning, I come up with things like, well, I guess now I don't have to go to that meeting. And I guess now I have to sit here and write this book and record these podcasts and read that magazine I bought and that book I've been meaning to read. Well, I guess I can rest more and I guess I can exercise in more gentle ways until I'm healed. Maybe my body would like that. So we want to learn how to be good at change Unplanned change. A lot of changes we plan and we agree to, but accidents to the physical body, we usually did not plan or agree to. Some people think we created it. Whatever. I just think it happens. I think Earth is crazy. I think there's energy flying left and right, and good luck on Earth. So when it happens, how good at that unexpected change am I? I know people who get really mad if people in their lives are really sick or in the hospital, because then it takes time out of their life where they have to go help that person. But I think that when these quote unquote bad things happen, it's a good time for us to learn about change and to see what we're made of and to see if we can just laugh through it and move gracefully through it and throw our hands up in the air and give it to God and call in our angels and really move into love and healing. So let's do it again. Let's bring light into the body. Find an old injury, a new injury. If you want to, you can put your hands directly around it. You can put your hands on it. I usually have my hands around the injury. Sometimes really close to the injury. Sometimes maybe a couple inches away from it. We're just going to put love into it. Imagine like blue healing light, pink, yellow, any color you want, as long as it's bright. If you see brown or black or gray, it usually means that that's what's coming out of the injury. That's what's coming out of the body. And just let it evaporate. Just let it come out. If you're afraid of where will that gray go? Where will the brown go? Just ask your spirit guides and angels to take care of it for you. Your job is to put attention toward it and love it. Now we ask our angels and our spirit guides to work directly on the injury. We ask them to put their hands over it. We ask them to reset the bones or the fracture or to heal the scar or the incision or the wound. We ask the spirit guides and the angels to work directly on us and bring a miraculous healing to our bodies. As you're putting your hands over the area that needs healed, you can sometimes rock forward and back because it keeps you from being stiff. It makes you a conduit of light by just getting out of the way and letting a pulse move you forward and back. You're getting into more of a primal state. If you're rocking forward and back, it's hard for you to be in your head and overthinking things or to be controlling or rigid. Instead, you're just allowing energy to course through you. If you deepen your breathing, it helps you to lose any stress in your way that might be keeping the light from flowing through you and out your hands. We ask the angels and the spirit guides to use our hands to bring light through our hands. You can do this on an animal, a child, a friend, your partner. Now imagine that there's all this white light inside your body, especially the area that was hurt. Imagine that it's just lit up from within of bright white light or any color that comes to you. We imagine that everything is realigned, the organs in the body, the vertebrae, everything realigned, the cranial plates in the head. We ask that everything moves as if it's in that clear gel and it resets itself. We bring in love, we bring in healing, we bring in care. Now imagine that there's a great angel behind you, kind of bending over you and looking at your injury. For example, imagine when you were a little kid and you fell down and skinned your knee, and a parent kind of squatted behind you or bent down over you and helped you like that. You've got this protective energy over you that you can feel safe inside of. We ask that we feel safe We ask that we feel loved. And we ask that we are healed.